Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all on this 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Welcome also to all who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Carl. This Mass is being offered for Stanley Hurdis.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Welcome all of those who are joining us from their homes or other facilities they're living in. We're glad you can join us. Let's open our hearts now as one body in Christ, as we call to mind any sins and ask God for pardon and strength. I confess
to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words,
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Look upon us, O God, creator and ruler of all things, and that we may feel the working of your mercy. Grant we may serve you with all our heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Sirach. Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. The vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, for he remembers their sins in detail. Forgive your neighbor's injustice, then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. Could anyone nourish anger against another and expect healing from the Lord? Could anyone refuse mercy to another like himself? Can he seek pardon for his own sins? If one who is but flesh cherishes wrath, who will forgive his sins? Remember your last days. Set enmity aside. Remember death and decay and cease from sin. Think of the commandments. Hate not your neighbor. Remember the Most High's covenant and overlook faults. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, none of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For this is why Christ died and came to life, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized one of his fellow servants and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Love that gospel? We got to jump to the first reading first. There's a lot of great things. The wisdom literature book. Wisdom literature means we need to take time to let it sink in. There's a lot of great stuff, but it's not something you can just get from the surface. You have to let it sink into your bones before it goes, oh, yeah, like a good sauna. Okay, guess you don't do the sauna thing. That's fine. I really don't either, but once or twice. Here we go. Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. Point one. Point two, the vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, for he remembers their sins in detail. Let's go after the second one first. He remembers their sins in detail. Wait a second. We get told all the time, God forgets our sins. What? We repent, we say we're sorry, he forgets. He remembers their sins in detail. Wait a second. Same God? Yes, absolutely the same God. Why is he remembering their sins and forgetting everybody else's? Well, it's pretty simple. The vengeful, they have no desire to forgive. All they want is their own justice. And they're going to find it. They're going to make it happen. Their own justice. You slighted me, I'm going to get you back. My justice. It's about me. It's all about me. Now, a Christian should not ever be able to say that. It's all about me. For Christians, it's all about God. Specifically, the Father's will, Father's desire for us, that we now get to live out and share in. It's about the Father. What's the Father want to do? It's not about me. So Jesus on the cross gave that great witness. Not about me. Father, your will be done. Your will be done. I want your will. I want your will. Your will be done. The vengeful. Now, this is an important reading for two sets of purposes. Because we hear a lot about forgiveness today. Forgiveness has two great prongs to it. There's what it frees me to do, and there's what it allows me to share in. There's a freedom forgiveness is granted to me, and then there's what forgiveness allows me to share in, and that is actually divine life. So we go to the first one here in our first reading. Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. He grabs a hold of these things, my wounds. And he hugs them tight because, in this context, the sinner. Someone who's not yet justified by who? Christ Jesus. They're trying to justify themselves, right? So we think about it. When we've been wronged and we have not yet forgiven, that wound is living in our hearts. Or maybe we've forgiven on the surface, but not the deep forgiveness. We've forgiven on the surface. Okay, yeah, I'm not going to actively do vengeance, but we're still turning it over in our hearts. Now, how can I tell if I've actually forgiven somebody, really? Not just surface, but deep. It's very simple. How often do you think about that wound? And how often do you talk about it? If it's more than once a year, you probably haven't. And if you even talk about it at all, because some wounds, once they're gone, they're gone. They've been really transformed. I've let them go. But if I'm talking about it, if I'm still thinking about it, the wound is still there, and it needs to be let go. Now, we know it's not simple. That's why we need Jesus. That's why we need the Eucharist, to soak us in God's grace, to soak us in the love of God so we can be presented to the Father. That's why we need the power of the Holy Spirit to transform and make us whole. What are the wounds I'm still talking about? What are the wounds I'm still thinking about? Now, if you're a sci-fi nerd, the first episode of Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Yep, we're reaching back. Captain Sisko. His wife was killed in the Borg War, and he holds Captain Picard responsible. And the aliens that are trying to talk with him, every time they talk with him, it goes back to this war. about to cry. And he starts asking them, why do you keep bringing me back to this worst possible thing? And they tell him, why are you bringing us back here? Because this is where you're living. He goes, oh. Eventually he forgives and lets it go. Where am I living? The things that are coming to my heart, to my mind, those are the wounds that I may have thought I've forgiven, but not really. I've forgiven on the surface level, but on the depths of my heart. I need to let them go. I need to let them go. And it isn't about just, okay, take it away. God doesn't just take things away. He transforms things. That's why Jesus' glorified wounds are so important to us, that his wounds have been transformed by grace, specifically by the love of the Father, so that they're part of him, but no longer a hurting part of him. Jesus doesn't walk around after resurrection going, yeah, remember that day when you guys left me? Remember these things happened? No. He talks about mercy and forgiveness. Oh, Peter, Thomas, you need to see these? Go ahead. See it? There you go. Moving on? Because I've moved on. I've moved on. He transforms. That's what love of God does. It transforms. It doesn't erase. It transforms. Because everything we've ever done have been part of is part of us for eternity. But in Christ Jesus, it's transformed. And that's what we ask him to do with all these things that may be still hanging on. Jesus, transform that. Father, apply your love to that. Holy Spirit, sanctify that. It's all the same prayer. It's all the same prayer. And what does that prayer then do? It frees us to love. Because that's what we want to do. All the energy taken up with self-hate and anger and a little bit of vengeance and justifying. All the energy now gets to be spent on love. How to love myself, how to love my neighbor, and best of all, how to love God. And that is the beautiful grace that forgiveness allows us to do. Because forgiveness hardens the heart. Sorry, lack of forgiveness hardens the heart. Forgiveness opens it. It opens it. I do a practice prayer with most of the couples who I prepare for marriage. I teach them how to pray with each other. It's a form of intercessory prayer. It's really nice. I give them 4 minutes. Sometimes it takes less. But I step out. When I come back, I ask, how was it? And they're smiley, because it's been a good experience of prayer, consistently across the board. And then the first thing I say, try to do this when you're angry. And almost all of them laugh. They laugh because they know, oh no, we can't do this kind of prayer when you're angry, because anger closes off the heart. And this kind of prayer needs an open heart. Lack of forgiveness closes off the heart. And we need to have a whole free heart. So when we forgive, it frees us to really love. It frees us to really receive and be received. It frees us. It frees us. It frees us. Huh, that's nice. Now, so that's what forgiveness does for us. What's forgiveness allow us to share in then? God himself. God himself. And part of that forgiveness is knowing that I need to be forgiven. And that's where we get to our gospel. That first debtor, he didn't really realize he was in over his head. He didn't really realize that he couldn't pay back the debt. He's kind of like an addict in denial. He's been spending, and I'm fine. No, you're not fine. So when he gets forgiven his debt, he doesn't really receive it because he doesn't really know in how much trouble he is. He doesn't get it. It doesn't go internal. He doesn't know what his decisions and choices have done to ruin his life. He's still in denial. And so he gets forgiven, but it doesn't change him. It doesn't affect him because he doesn't know what he's received because he didn't know what he needed in the first place. And so out of anger and embarrassment, he goes out and treats somebody poorly. You owe me money. Give it to me. Too bad, I want it now. He can't give away because he never really received forgiveness in the first place. The Father offered it, but his heart was closed because he didn't know he needed it. All right, I'm going to tell you a little secret. When you come back to the church after 50 years or 30 years, and you come to the confessional and say, I have nothing to confess, that makes me sin. Do you know what we've done? I don't mind asking for help. I haven't done anything wrong in 30 years. Ever lie? No. And we go down a list. Eventually some things come forward. So here we go. Do I know what Jesus has really given me? Do I understand the gift of salvation? Not in a self-hate way, but in a way that I cannot complete on my own, that only he can complete. Do I know this great gift of salvation? And at the heart of it is forgiveness. Forgiveness. And the heart of that is my pride. Because my pride prevents me from both receiving and seeing. And so on this altar every day, every week, the first thing I should offer is my pride. Lord, what is my pride preventing me from seeing and receiving? Seeing about who I am, about who you are, other people, and then receiving about who you are, who I am, and other people, and what you want us to become. Because the soft heart is needed for that. The hard heart can't know. The hard heart doesn't even know itself. It's in massive denial. And so when forgiveness and mercy come, they mostly just bounce off. They mostly slide away. But we as Christians are meant to be people with a soft heart, to be vulnerable to the mercy of God, to be vulnerable to ourselves, to be vulnerable to one another. Vulnerable with good boundaries, but vulnerable, vulnerable, vulnerable. That we can, see exactly, I have a debt I cannot pay. Have mercy. And Jesus says, I pay it. I speak for you. And we can simply receive it. And in that joy, we can give it away. When someone comes to us, I have a debt to you I cannot pay. Receive my mercy. Receive my forgiveness. And our hearts share in that life. Not just life here, but life here. Forgiveness is critical. A soft heart is critical. Knowing for what I've been forgiven is critical to enter into this deeper life with Jesus Christ. Let us turn our hearts to the Lord. Let us receive who we are. Let us receive what God is holding out for us. And as one body, let us share in the love of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We profess our common faith. I believe
in one God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, consubstantial. Through him all things were made. Christ.
With courage, we present our needs to our loving Father.
For all members of the Church, may we continue to be strengthened by the Word of God and nourished by the Eucharist we receive. Let us pray to the Lord. For our world, may God's peace touch the hearts of leaders and influencers and lead them to harmony and understanding. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who suffer displacement from their homes, may God bless them with peaceful, safe places to live. Let us pray to the Lord. For this assembly, may the Holy Spirit strengthen us in showing mercy and forgiveness to one another. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who are ill or injured, that they may experience physical healing, especially our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer, let us pray to the Lord. For all who have died, may they rejoice forever at the Lord's eternal banquet, and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, God of goodness and mercy, hear the hearts of your people. We ask our needs in the name of Jesus, who is Lord forever and ever. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Look with favor on our supplications, O Lord, and in your kindness accept these your servants' offerings, that what each has offered to the honor of your name may serve the salvation of all, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation through Christ our Lord. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again, until you come again.
Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. Thomas Aquinas, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Leo, our Pope and Earl, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ, O Lord, through whom bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven,
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The kingdom.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Take away.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Thank you. Let us pray. May the working of this heavenly gift, O Lord, we pray, take possession of our minds and bodies so that its effects and not our own desires may always prevail in us through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Greetings, I'm Father Carl Pong. Thank you for joining us for the Outreach Mass. The Outreach Mass is a ministry of the Diocese of Lansing and supported by viewers like yourself. Your support comes to us through your prayers and through your financial gifts. Your generosity allows us to reach thousands of people every week. If you wish to make a donation to support this ministry, you may send it to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your prayers. May God bless.